This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Floods, mudslides, tornadoes, a major fire and bridge collapse in Atlanta. More than a dozen major disasters have already hit the U.S. since President Trump took office. And disaster recovery involves several federal agencies. That raises a question. This administration has made its name promising major changes in federal management. Does that include government support after disaster strikes? Marketplace's Jed Kim has been looking into that.
Last summer, a few thousand acres of forest burned in the foothills above Duarte, a town just northeast of Los Angeles. Today, it's easy to snap off some of the charred remains of trees that still stand. The fire left loose soil, and when January's heavy rainstorms hit, it became mud and slid down into neighborhoods.
Like 4 or 5 inches of mud? You couldn't see the street, just nothing but mud.
Alex Hernandez works as a gardener in the area. He's happy to be back in business.
Well, we weren't able to work like for 2 weeks because of the mud.
Protective concrete barriers still line curbs here for blocks in case more rain brings more mud. Similar scenes played out all over Los Angeles County.
Damages through rainstorms, muds, damages to structures, buildings, or any particular type of asset each city or agency has.
Ivan Messiaen met me at the county's Office of Emergency Management.
We collect all that information and then we submit that to the state.
If the damage hits a certain amount, the state gets federal disaster status. That means help from FEMA and other agencies. LA County alone has topped $35 million in damage, and President Trump just signed a federal disaster declaration for California's January storms. The new administration has filled the top spots at some agencies involved in disaster recovery. Ben Carson at Housing and Urban Development, Linda McMahon at the Small Business Administration. But there's still no head of FEMA under Trump. Jeff Slegelmelch is deputy director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
If a disaster strikes, the longer we don't have permanent leadership, the longer we're sort of using a temporary leadership instead of permanent leadership for these agencies, which has the potential to weaken our response, especially if it requires involvement of the White House and advocacy at that level.
The Obama administration took several months to name a FEMA leader in 2009. But it wasn't proposing the major government agency shakeups and cuts that the Trump administration wants. Slegelmilch says Trump has proposed $667 million in cuts to FEMA. But no one knows what that means yet.
And we're seeing a major change in the way that disaster preparedness is looked at. And there currently aren't permanent appointees in these key positions that actually have to operationalize that and advocate for that during the budgeting process.
The leader of FEMA for the past 8 years left after the election, something he'd planned no matter who won. Craig Fugate oversaw Hurricane Sandy recovery, the tornadoes in Joplin, more than 500 major disasters. He doesn't think Congress will pass big cuts to FEMA, and he stacked the agency with career employees before he left.
That was something that, you know, we built for the next team. And so from what I've seen and from what I'm watching, they're doing what really is nothing different than what we would have been doing.
So places hit by disaster, like L.A. County, are seeing money and help flow as usual, for now. But Fugate took one major cue from the Obama administration. He got FEMA thinking and planning for future disasters through the lens of climate change.
Our approach was, it's happened, it is happening, it's not going to get better anytime soon. How do we adapt to changing conditions faster than the disasters are occurring?
Now, there's a backpedal on all that. For example, a recent executive order takes away a FEMA rule that flooded buildings have to rebuild higher to account for sea level rise. Now, they can just be rebuilt the same. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.